How many times do you find yourself wasting time trying to figure out what to do next? Do you find yourself in a state of anxiety, wondering what you've forgotten? Do you know what you're having for dinner? In this episode, Molly and I will share our fave planners and why it's so important to take time to plan your week. Welcome to Lead Your Homeschool Co-op. Do you desire a Christian community with families that fit? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling conflict resolution and how to build a community? Do you dream of a sustainable homeschool group only to feel discouraged when policies fail, logistics get in the way, or a conflict comes up again?
Hello! We are the Homeschool Community Builders. Together, we have more than 30 years of experience in leading successful homeschool groups. But at one time, we too were in co-ops that did not work for our families. We needed deep relationships and a community that would help our families grow in faith. In order to be a part of a sustainable Christian community, we stepped out in faith and trusted God's plan to build the community that we desired.
In this podcast, we will help you create Christ-centered policies, establish a close-knit culture, and develop strong leadership skills so that you can serve your community well. So grab a pen and paper, be ready to take some notes, and be encouraged. You can do this.
Welcome, friend. Do you know that we have a free Facebook community? We would love to meet you over there and hear what planner is working for you. What is your biggest struggle sticking to your plan? I know during this time of year, January in particular, we're all like making new resolutions. We're all trying to rework our lives. We're all trying to like set out the plan for the next year. And we thought that it would be kind of fun to talk about the planners that we use that assist in that process. We can't talk about all the things about setting goals and making plans, but we just want to talk about why these planners work well. And maybe another time we can talk about goal setting and that kind of thing. But
yeah,
that's more of a scope than we have for today. So yeah.
Before we do that, Molly, I just want to share with our listeners that if you're listening and you're anything like me, every January was a depressing month for me because every year I would set the same goal to get organized, to plan it. Every year I felt like I failed. I just want you to know one of the things that I've learned through this process, actually, of podcasting and the coaching that we're getting through learning how to podcast is to give myself grace. And that might just sound really simple and kind of dumb, but what I've learned is that it's never about you, the person. It's just about collecting data. You're constantly collecting data about what is working, what's not working. And so as we're telling you these things, I want you to just take a deep breath and relax and know that whatever you start, you can just pick that right back up and keep going. One of the things that we learned, because Molly and I took a course on learning how to plan, and one of the things that we learned that I feel like is so valuable and seems so common sense is that you just don't quit. That's the whole point of it. You try something, you do a strategy, you put it into place, you see, you check the data, you test it, and then what's not working, you're going to have to kind of revamp, start over a little bit, and you just keep going back and forth. And that's just the process of it. So are you going to put all your stuff in these planners and then just be like smooth sailing from here on out?
No.
Okay, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
who are we kidding?
Like perfection is the enemy of
progress, right?
Progress, right?
Yeah. So get that out of your head, sister. And I know because you're a leader, so you are one of those gung-ho people, which is why you're listening to this, who thinks that you can just implement everything and you have a high expectation. So I'm going to tell you right now, adjust your expectation to know that it is a process and it takes time, and allow yourself to fail, to get back up, and to keep trying. Okay. All right.
Yeah. You have, whenever you make a mistake, the next minute is the next opportunity to try again, right? It just keep moving on.
Yeah, embrace that. Just embrace the process of learning about yourself, learning what works, learning what doesn't work, and just keep moving. Just keep going forward. So the two planners that Molly and I are going to talk about today is one that's from the Horatio Printing Company. I don't know what the name of that planner actually is.
It's called the Dream Planner.
The Dream Planner. And both of these are dream planners, but it's Horatio Company. We'll put a link in the bottom and there it's called
the
Dream.
In the show notes.
In the show notes. And the other one is called the Go Girl Pro Planner.
Pro. Yes.
Yeah. And it's also a dream planner. So let's talk about what are your favorite things, Molly, in the Horatio? Should we start with Horatio?
Sure. Kind of in general, the things, well, first of all, both of these planners have some of the same features. And maybe we can kind of go through the things that they both have in common. They both open up flat, which I think is important, so that they're easy to use. You wouldn't think that that would be a big deal, but it's a big deal so that you can write in them easily and see what you need to see. The other thing they both have is a weekly spread as well as a monthly spread. The weekly spread is what I use to do my planning, which is what you use as well. And the Go Girl planner has the spread is in vertical columns. So each day is a vertical column. The Horatio planner has vertical or horizontal. And I made the mistake of buying the horizontal planner the first time and decided that that's really not what I prefer. So then I got a vertical planner and it's much easier to use. And we can kind of talk about that. But the thing that stands out on the Horatio planner to me are the dream planning pages that come before all the monthly layouts. And what these pages do are they help you to find what is called your fundamental needs. They help you find and define them and identify that those things are the most important things in your life that have to go into your planner first. They get the priority because they're fundamental. And how you know if something's a fundamental need is if it's not being met, then you have a lot of stress. You are feeling like you're dropping balls. You're feeling like you don't like the person that you are. So in identifying your fundamental needs, that's huge in planning out a successful year.
Yeah. So right? what are examples of fundamental needs?
So for example, they give you areas and then you can kind of decide exactly how that works. But there's physical, spiritual, personal, financial, professional, your house. If you're married, probably marriage. If you have kids, probably parenting. And in those categories, then you can identify what in that category is important to you and what fills you up as a person so that you make sure that you take care of those things before you start adding in anything else. So an example of one of my fundamental needs, physical fitness is definitely a fundamental need for me. I know that if I don't get exercise, if I don't feel strong, if I don't maintain my health in that way, that everything else starts to feel hard. And so that fundamental need might not be a need for 5 hours a week of exercise. It might just be half an hour a day, or it might be three times a week. You can kind of identify what it is that you need, but I know that has to go in my planner, one of the first things before I plan anything else, or that fundamental need is not going to get met.
Yeah. And Molly, one of the other things that I love about the Horatio planner is that she offers a lot of training. So there's a lot of videos and things that she provides the training, which I feel like is super helpful. If you've never done anything like this, I did a 10-minute tip podcast on, I think it was about planning meals. But one of the things that I post it on there. I think I put it in the show notes, is similar to that. It's called a wellness wheel, and it basically is a circle that has these eight different fundamental needs areas.
Categories.
Categories, yep. And then you can determine where you're feeling encouraged or discouraged in those places. Because oftentimes when something's not working out in your life, sometimes we don't realize that it's because a fundamental need is not getting met. And we don't associate it with that. And so we don't go solve the problem where it needs to be solved to begin with. But that's what I love about the Horatio Planner is that there's the training involved, because I'll be honest,
That's a
when I first got the GoPro,
go girl.
I don't have a GoPro, but maybe I should get one. The Go Girl Pro, I there it came with this little tiny sheet that I then had to use my phone and magnify because the writing was so small, I couldn't see it. So having that training, I feel like, is really helpful and motivating for you to actually do those parts.
That is really true. And I would concur with that. So, because I had the Horatio Planner 1 year, now I know how to do that. I didn't need the training again. Then I did buy the Go Girl Planner because it was designed the way that I wanted it. Yeah, the Horatio Planner, the other nice thing about it is quarterly, it asks you to stop, reflect, and kind of go through a mini dream planning session or reflection session each quarter. So you're checking in on your goals, you're checking in on your fundamental needs. It's a reminder to make adjustments if you need to, because we all need to make adjustments. We, like you said at the beginning, we try something, it may or may not work. We move on, we collect that data, and then we use that to improve what we're doing, right?
Yeah, and it's good to do that quarterly. You don't want to do it halfway through the year when you've lost all your motivation. Shorter amounts of time, revisit it, rework it, get that motivation back, reestablish the vision that you have for your life. So that's one of the things that I love about both these planners is that they remind you of your big goals, because both planners have spots in them where you can plan your goals. In front of the Go Girl Pro, I don't know why I want to say, I just want to go to GoPro. In front of it has a list where you can put your dreams. One of the things that I'm like, I don't know what my dreams are. I'm living my dream. Like, I'm not a dreamer, I'm a doer. So I'm doing what I'm dreaming. But one of the things, I was just listening to this book. It's called The Empowered Wife. I'm not sure about that book, so I'm not necessarily promoting it. But one of the things that she says is to put your desires. And one of the things that I realize about myself is I don't know necessarily what my desires are. I don't necessarily know all the time what it is I want. So rather than putting my dreams there, I'm just trying to list things that I want so that I can communicate that to my family when I have an opportunity. I don't know. I thought I would just do
Yeah,
it.
that's good. I mean, you don't necessarily want to sit in those things all the time because then you'd never get anything done, right? But you have to do them periodically. You got to find a balance. Both of these planners also, I think, help you stay within a healthy range of what you're capable of in a day. And what I mean by that is, number one, they don't put in the hours when you're supposed to be sleeping. So you should be planning to sleep in that time, right? It's like the Go Girl Planner goes from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Horatio one is not actually laid out, but with times, but it's about the same amount of space. And so to me, that represents about the same amount of time. They also don't give you an endless list making place. The Go Girl Planner gives you five priorities for the week. And some people would even say that maybe is a little bit too much, but I have found that I fill up those five and I can actually accomplish those things. And if I tried to put more than that, I wouldn't get it done. So it helps me to stay focused, to not try to multitask, because as we all know, multitasking is such a misnomer. You don't actually get more things done. You don't. With this planner, it keeps me on track. It keeps me focused on a few things for each week. And then if I don't get something done that week, I move it to the next week. Super easy.
Yeah. One of the things I love about that, the weekly planner part two, is that it has this little area for tracking. Yes. So it has like these little boxes. And I know you girl out there, because you love to check boxes too. Okay. And so it's just so fun to know, okay, I have this goal and I'm going to do my workout 4 times a week. Well, I love coming to the tracker and being able to put a little check in that checkbox. It brings me so much joy. And yes, you can, but you can change that every week. So you don't have to, it's not written in there what it is. It's a blank space. And then you get to track it throughout the week. For me, one of my things is like checking up on my kid, making sure that she's doing her math, right? Now I have a specific part that's holding me accountable for that week. I like that you, it's flexible. You can change it up. There's also, are the four categories or the five categories there. So there's five focuses you have for the week. And some of them are labeled, I think they're all labeled actually, like spiritual, physical. There's different goals, or it might actually, let me look at my planner.
You have your five priorities and then your four goals. And so those are your goals that you are working on in different categories, and you can carry those forward. And it, I think the purpose of it is that it's a reminder. You're working on this goal. What are you going to do? What's your action step working towards this long-term goal in that week?
Yeah. Okay. So let me clarify. So you have your five focuses. Those are your five big rocks that are coming. It's your kid's birthday. It's like, for mine, I have accountability for math. I have working on the podcast. I have my daughter's birthday, teacher training, our co-op's couples party. Those were my five big things that I had last week. Those four goals, you can think of the next ones are the ones that are things that you're working on over time. Those are those fundamental needs. Those are those things, those eight things that you have to have, those big blocks. Those are where you're going to put there. So when you go and you do that, figure out, where am I feeling a little bit discouraged? You can take four of those things and plug them in right here, and you have them right in front of your face this week. You're like, okay, I'm not getting enough rest. So you're going to put that there under physical. You need to get rest. I need to have a date night with my husband. I haven't, like, we're two ships passing in the night. You're going to put that there. You're going to get those fundamental needs met. And that's what I love about this book. The other thing is it has a to-do list at the bottom. But like Molly said, the to-do list isn't like endless. It's just a short to-do list. So you're not going to be spending all of that time doing that.
Go Girl Planner also has money tracking pages in the back. It has your like expenses and debts. And so if you want to track your expenses, it's a really well laid out pages out there in the back, one page per month. My goal this year is to start tracking in my planner. So right now I track somewhere else, but I'm trying to get everything in one place. So it eliminates that, oh, what did I do with that notebook? Or where did I write that down? There is place for it in the planner. So carry it around and you have your stuff with you at all times. The Horatio planner doesn't have specific debt tracking places or expense tracking pages. It does have blank pages in the back. So there's a lot of things you could do with those, but I like the thing that's already set up for you to fill out. To me, that's easier.
One of the other big attractions with the Go Girl Pro,
Go Girl Pro,
is that it doesn't come already with the dates written in there.
Huge. That's huge. That was actually the defining reason why I decided to go with this one, because I was buying it in September and I didn't want to have all those pages of the previous year unused. So it's undated and you fill in your dates. It's beautiful.
So you
that
can
has
start
helped
it.
Me so much.
Yeah, you can start it anytime. And I really like that. Another thing, we didn't talk about the price point with it, but the Horatio is right around $50 for that one. And the Go Girl Pro is right around 20 something, I believe. Or it might be 30.
I got mine on Amazon and I can't remember what I paid for it, but it was less than the Horatio one for sure.
Yeah,
by maybe about $20.
Yeah, it was a lot less. So the flexibility that it offers as far as when you can start it and writing your things in. And like I was just telling Molly, you can sometimes you're going to not look at your planner for like a month. And then you're going to feel like, oh, I just want to throw that thing away now. No, you get to pick it back up and start over. And you can start anywhere without wasting any pages. Yeah,
I love
so
it.
It's so great. It's really actually pretty brilliant. And mine is rose gold, so it's really pretty. And I like
mine
that.
Mine is bright yellow, so I can find it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Yeah.
It has three place marking ribbons, which is kind of nice. So you can close it and know where you're at and mark your place. It's very well bound. It's nice. It doesn't come with a spiral bind. The Horatio does come with a spiral bind if you prefer that. So, but it is a book bound one, Go Girl.
For me, I don't like the spiral because when you're writing and your hand goes up against it, then it feels like it's just awkward to keep writing.
Yeah.
But I will say also, Molly, that I did see when I ordered mine that they also have a horizontal monthly planner for the Go Girl Pro as well. So if you like to do it horizontally, then you can do that. The reason why Molly and I like the vertical is because then you can block out your time. That's a whole nother planning learning session.
Yeah.
But blocking out your time, which I highly recommend, you can go to Chelsea Joe, who taught us this system. It's called Systemize Your Life. And I think homeschoolers should really do that. And especially you, leader, or somebody who's considering being a leader, if you find yourself short-tempered, frustrated, burnt out, it's a lot of it can be prevented by freeing up some mind space and time space in your life and by implementing some simple systems and sticking to them.
Yeah, that is another whole topic, but it's super important.
It's super important, especially for us as leaders, because our time is really, really valuable. You guys are out there homeschooling. You're trying to be a good wife. You're trying to be there for each one of your kids. It's a lot. And so if you can help yourself by giving yourself more time and more peace, because when you don't have to think about what you're having for dinner, you can go back and listen to the podcast that I gave about planning your meals. You won't believe how much that will help you free up some mind space. If you just do one thing, do that. Take 30 to 40 minutes a week and plan your meals for the week. You can do it however you want. There's millions of YouTube videos and everything that can help you with that. If you do one thing,
that's
meal.
A life changer for sure. We hope that this has given you a couple of good ideas of how you can begin to plan better, tools to use, and we would like to end with a couple verses. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace." And Proverbs 16:9 says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." So we just encourage you to remember that in imitating God, he is a God of peace, not of confusion, and he is orderly and has created his universe in an orderly manner. And that is part of our reflection of who he is when we order our lives. But when you make your plans, know that the Lord will establish your steps, that you hold on to those plans loosely and be willing to change and be willing to adjust as God leads you. Use your planner as a tool to give you peace, not as a slave driver. It's to serve you, not the other way around. Join us in our Facebook group. Let's encourage one another in moving forward in our year in an orderly way and just reflecting God's orderliness and His peace in our lives. So we pray peace over you and thanks for listening. See you next time.
Hey friend, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with someone who may benefit from it? Or leave us a 5-star written review in Apple Podcasts. It blesses our socks off to know how this podcast is helping you. Also, make sure to connect with us on the Lead Your Homeschool Co-op Facebook page and join the conversation. We'll see you back here next time.